Cleve Heidelberg says the last 46 years of his life have been spent in the grave.
All the steel and concrete that surrounds me are prisoners. We're economically, we're socially, we're dead. So I'm like a dead man right now coming back to life.
Heidelberg's story is being brought back to public view in a recent court filing and an upcoming documentary. That's despite years of his own attempts.
Four appeals in the state of Illinois, appellate courts to the Illinois Supreme Court.
He's filed letters to the governor and several petitions in U.S. District Court in Peoria. One of those petitions was filed the day before his trial. All of his attempts were dismissed. Heidelberg says he's hopeful this time. His attorneys are examining evidence recovered from the crime scene. They argue results from an FBI testing conducted in 1970 prove Heidelberg's innocence. Those findings never surfaced in the courtroom during trial.
And all of that evidence exonerates me from using the weapon, from participating in that crime, from even being in my automobile at that time and on that date.
May 26, 1970. Heidelberg was 27 years old, a technician at Caterpillar. Heidelberg alleges that he loaned his car that night and later received a call that the vehicle had crashed on Peoria's south side. Police reports and witness testimony confirm that minutes before the crash, a robbery and murder took place at the Bellevue Drive-In. Witnesses of the incident say the suspect sped away from the crime scene in Heidelberg's car. When Heidelberg approached his crash vehicle, several arresting officers were there.
I felt them throw some handcuffs on me, and at the same time, I was hit in the back of the head with something.
Records show Heidelberg was taken to the hospital for stitches before appearing in the police lineup that night.
It's possible somebody kicked him. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that didn't happen.
That's Emmanuel Manius, a retired Peoria County Sheriff's Officer. Manius wasn't working the night of the incident, but he led the investigation that brought Heidelberg's conviction. Manius says such a response may have been more commonplace in 1970s Peoria.
You know, I don't condone beating the heck out of somebody, but also things were done back then a little different.
Witnesses of the arrest allege in court testimony that during the struggle, one of the arresting officers shouted to kill Heidelberg.
I could see that happening because it's not looked at lightly when someone kills a police officer. Maybe somebody said it in the background, because if they would have said it and were sincere about it, they probably would have shot him.
Cleve Heidelberg says that's one reason why his case should be tried again in 2016, so he can get what he says his trial lacked.
The presumption of innocence. That means that if we are suspected of a crime, that the police and the courts are supposed to presume that we are innocent of that.
Heidelberg and his attorneys await a decision from Circuit Court Judge Al Purim, who was assigned the case just last week. The chief judge says typically the next step in the process would be a status hearing. And while that's pending, Heidelberg says he's struggling to stay alive. He says he has congenital heart failure and a whole host of health issues at age 73. But even if he doesn't live to see the outside of prison, he says his life still serves a purpose.
Maybe part of that plan is for me to speak out for those victims, though, those people who have been wrongly convicted, for those persons who have been wrongly killed. You know what I mean? Speak for them from the grave.
If he manages to leave the grave, in other words, get exonerated, Heidelberg says he'd get involved in advocating for inmates' rights. I'm Cass Harrington,